So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
United Center in Chicago, there are 55 acres of privately owned land. And the Reinsdorfs and Wirtzes said, you know, we ought to do something more with that than keep it as a parking lot. Danny Wirtz joins us now, and Michael Reinsdorf, too, from the United Center. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. How are you?
We're here.
Good.
And, Danny's here. I'm here, too.
Good. Okay, so is that Michael Reinsdorf I'm speaking to?
Yes.
I understand you're over at the United Center, where our Ryan Burrow, our news director, has a microphone set up. You sound great, Michael. Everything going good there?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Two days down.
It's hard to believe it's only halfway through.
What do you mean by that? It's been a lot. Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's just the late nights, and the days are long, but it's been a good couple days here.
Well, the weather's been great, and while there have been some incidents, I think Chicago is really shining. I'm glad for how well it's gone so far. Danny, you probably feel the same way, right?
Absolutely. We knew that we have a great city here and a lot of visitors maybe coming for the first time in many cases. And so great chance to showcase the city. The weather's cooperating. And, of course, I think the production and the show happening inside the United Center is really spectacular.
Danny, this 1901 project that you guys are behind, I heard about a week or two ago when it was first announced that you all want to invest billions of private dollars into a development around the United Center. How did this come about? Whose idea was this? Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think this has been really a long-term discussion that we've had, obviously Michael and myself, but also, you know, Rocky and Jerry over the years. We've been blessed to have, you know, the amount of land mass around the United Center when it was built 30 years ago. At the time, parking was, you know, the ultimate premium for us, and that space was coveted. But over time, obviously, the neighborhood has changed and evolved, really starting from the convention back in 1996, opening up the West Loop, the growth of Fulton Market, the growth of the medical district. Those things really kind of brought sort of change and evolution to the area that allowed us to sort of have more specific conversations around how to take parking lots and find new ways to transform them into something more valuable, not only for our business, but for the community around us.
So, Michael, what are you looking at then? If you were going to develop that area, what do you develop? What do you put in there?
Well, for us, a lot of teams do in different cities is they build entertainment districts. And for us, we're not looking at it from that perspective. We're looking at this as reimagining the neighborhood. So we're going to start in phase one, which will be we're going to build a 6,000-seat music hall that will start, Danny, when we start construction next year?
Yeah, hopefully early next year.
And so we're also going to be building a parking garage. We're also converting a lot of the parking lots to we're going to do park space. So there's definitely a element that's missing out here on the west side, which is, you know, parkland. So the nice thing is that we have 55 acres, so there's so much that we can do. So it's at some point we'll have hotels, restaurants, office buildings,
right?
It's, you know, it's not a, you know, 2 or 3 year project either. This is a long term.
I understand it's a 10-year project, but the idea was to break ground in the next 12 months, right?
Yeah, we're breaking ground on the music hall within the next 12 months. Yeah.
So how much money are we talking about, and where does it come from?
Well, Danny said he's got this one.
Well, I thought you had it. We're emptying our pockets here at the United Center,
Danny,
right now.
Why don't you start, though?
No, it's going to be privately funded, especially in the first phase. And, you know, we'll be looking for different, you know, potential partnerships as we go forward. And there's lots of different ways to look at it. But the idea is that we, you know, we're using our own land. We want to do it ourselves. And we want to make this something, you know, generational for the city.
It seems to be different. If we were going to find a new place for the Bears to play or the White Sox to play, it seems like both teams have been looking for public-private partnerships. Would this be a public-private partnership? Would it be the state or city investing?
No, this is different, though. The projects are kind of apples to oranges. For us, the United Center is the anchor tenant. So as an anchor tenant, we own the building. You know, that's already the draw. Danny and I were talking a few minutes ago. You know, we have millions of people that come through our building every year. So when it comes to when you talk about like the 78, that's a situation where related related companies is the developer, and they're looking for an anchor tenant. They try to do it with the casino. They try to do it with Amazon. So they came to the White Sox and said, we need an anchor tenant, and if we can get the White Sox there as an anchor tenant, and the White Sox wouldn't own their building, they would just be a tenant. So that would kickstart that 78 site. So that's why it's just apples and oranges. So we're lucky that we privately financed the United Center back in the early 90s, and everything we've done since then has been privately financed.
Still, guys, how much money then would come from either your families, yourselves, your organizations, Wirtz and Reinsdorf? We know those names. How much money are you all committing? Where does it come from?
Well, I think at the end of the day that we're talking $7 billion. So it's going to come from different partnerships and financing from that perspective, but it's not going to come from the public.
Are you worried at all? I mean, I understand the idea, and we have seen Medical Campus or, say, the West Loop develop. It grows. And I suppose it's logical to think that that will grow all the way out to the United Center, but what if it doesn't? Are you worried that you could develop it, but the people won't come?
Well, back to Michael's point about the United Center being a draw, I mean, I think we're up to about 3 million people coming through this building a year. So in any project, you need to have something that is that initial draw. And so if we can use that as the catalyst and then you start to add the amenities, I think we're still fairly underserved in terms of certain housing products. There's definitely still a shortage in this part of town for lodging and hotels. So there's still a lot of capacity. And then you start to roll in our music hall and the amounts of programming that happens on this campus just between the two buildings alone, that's as much traffic as some major cities. So you're talking about really using the United Center as the catalyst to then build compelling, other projects that bring more people here. And another thing too is the United Center currently is sort of a ticketed experience. We're hoping that this campus, especially with some of these elevated park concepts, bring more of a non-ticketed 24/7 visitor to the site. So that's a whole new dimension that we're able to explore that we can't do now, being a building that's primarily open at night for events.
And if you have a 6,000 seat arena, Lady Gaga or Beyonce might play at the United Center, but you guys want maybe a smaller venue that can accommodate artists that are well known but won't sell out the arena, right?
Yeah, it's actually a great 6,000 is a really great size for the market. It actually captures folks that are on their way up and they can still play at a good size venue, sell that out, and maybe play multiple nights. It also gives us a chance to, and a lot of artists are looking to almost downsize and then play more residencies. So we may see some of those artists that headline the United Center play the music hall but play across multiple nights or have a week long residency. So it really gives a lot of flexibility to different types of artists and then ladder up in and out of our two venues.
I so appreciate the ambition of this, guys, but I've also seen Target stores or Mariano stores go into disadvantaged neighborhoods and they don't succeed. And I'm hoping that your project is different somehow. Can you talk about that?
Well, I think that's where the planning, is really important, and really listening to the community, really understanding the types of, retailers, the types of stores, the types of, food and beverage, those things. We have to be very mindful of the community around us. We have to think about the visitor. We got to think about the guest and really be thoughtful about our planning. And that's why I think we're going to be very hands-on as it relates to the types of concepts that come to this space so that they're viable, they're relevant, and that they work for the city of Chicago. This is not going to be Times Square here on the west side. It's going to be something that really resonates locally here.
Yeah, it sounds to me like maybe it would be a little like Wrigleyville, in that if I'm going to go to a game, I'll hang around before, during, and after. If I had that kind of environment out at the United Center, if I'm going to the Bulls or Blackhawks or a concert, then maybe I'm spending more hours, more time, more money there, right?
Well, you're seeing that right now in Fulton Market. There's a lot of people that go to the restaurants and hang out in Fulton Market, and it comes right up to our property, and so we're kind of just extending it out. So when people go to games now, they're not just looking to go to a Bulls or a Blackhawks game, they're looking to have a total entertainment experience. So that includes what are you doing before the game and what are you doing after the game. So,
well, I'll be happy to do whatever you guys are selling. I love this. I'm not kidding. Listen, we're the Blackhawks station, and we go out there all the time, and then we come back into the city. I want to hang out there. And while you do have some venue space like that now, this is that and then some. So good luck. Congratulations in advance, guys, and thanks for telling us about Project 1901 or the 1901 Project. Let's stay in touch on this, guys.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.